Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, some guy spent $766 in Miami on a first date with this woman, and she felt this wasn't good enough for her. I can't believe someone spent $700 on this. A working girl would have been cheaper and come with a guaranteed happy ending too. If she continues to be entitled like this, then only in a few years she'll recognize how much cat food she could have bought with that much money. But the fact that she took a picture of the receipt proves that no one has ever treated her this well before. Up next, this woman is wondering how she can get over the pain from a guy breaking up with her 10 years ago, when she was only 19. I don't know, maybe she should ask another alpha widow like herself. Women never get over their first Chad or Tyrone that they get together with. I think it's nature's way of making them stay with him. But if he rejects them, then they're screwed. Sure, most women move on physically a week or two after a relationship ends, but emotionally they never move on past Chad number one. Number 3, Madonna demands that her boy toy wake up at the same time she does. He must eat the same strict diet that she does, and Akeem here is forbidden to watch television, and she doesn't approve of him using his phone. Imagine what would happen if DiCaprio forced women he was with to adhere to such standards. He would be hunted down as a predator. This is boy toy abuse, and she should be locked up. But she won't, because Akeem agrees these terms with his own free will. Moving on, influencer Lauren Chen was fired from Blaze TV, and she lost her YouTube channel after the US Justice Department claims that she got $10 million from the Russian government. She was also anti-MGTOW, so I guess it couldn't have happened to a nicer person. But I don't understand how Russia could have actually given her that much money. She doesn't really influence anyone or anything. My guess is that there was the leftoids that paid her while pretending to be Russian agents. Number 5, fertility rates in the EU continue to collapse to record lows. All the people having tons of kids like Elon Musk don't realize that having children is no guarantee that those kids will have kids. The problem is that when you have a life that's too easy and you're spoiled as a child, you become a miserable adult. And as a result, you don't want kids because you don't want them to grow up to be as miserable as you are. Also, when you take away authority away from men in a family unit, they stop getting married and reproducing. Up next, if Andrew Tate is found guilty of all the charges laid against him, he could find himself along with Tristan Tate in prison for life. 87.7% of the time, they convict people in Romania in human trafficking cases. And considering that there's tons of self-snitching evidence, it's not looking good for the Tate brothers. And if they somehow end up beating the justice system in Romania, then the justice system in the UK is waiting for them. If they're lucky, they'll get out in their 60s, if they're still alive at that point. Number 7, speaking of criminal behavior, these two Arkansas men were arrested for taking turns shooting each other while wearing bulletproof vests after drinking. Are the cops going too far trying to stop some good old boy rednecks that are just enjoying their hobby? Whatever happened to mutual combat laws? They probably didn't charge them with anything and just put them in the drunk tank until they no longer wanted to take shots at each other. Literally. Moving on is Madonna again, and she's trying as hard as she can to desperately try staying relevant, appearing to come out as gay in a TikTok video. This is what you're going to see more and more of, as women can't accept the realities of aging and they do crazier things trying to desperately cling to fame. I think it's incredible watching Madonna turn into a Muppet before our very eyes. Either that or a wax mannequin. Number 9, continuing the theme of celebrities, Nicki Minaj is ranked as the 20th dumbest celebrity of all time. Who cares about her though? I want to see the other 19 dumber celebrities on that list. Apparently all the Kardashians and Jenners are on that list, along with Justin Bieber, Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, as well as Lindsay Lohan. But why isn't Britney Spears on there with her latest Ginsu dancing sessions on social media? It's too bad that Rob Reiner, Mark Hamill, and Whoopi Goldberg aren't on that list. Up next, Slate says that deodorants were created to solve a fake problem, and that they thrive thanks to patriarchy. You wouldn't say that if you went to India. It makes me wonder if this article was written by someone from that country. Then you wouldn't be able to smell the curry sweat. Besides India, a few other places that definitely need deodorant are rooms full of Unix programmers, as well as anime conventions. Number 11, a professor says that if you read to your kids, you're unfairly disadvantaging others. That's right. Only let the government teachers read to your children alphabet people materials. If you hear this and you have children, then you need to read to them twice or three times as much. So this is where we are. Bedtime story privilege. The people saying things like this have lost the plot. Remember that socialists calling for this hate everything that is better than them. Moving on is Ariel Robinson, a black leftist, who talks a lot about white privilege and how evil whites are. She adopted a white child and beat her to death, yet the media is completely silent about this. She was just using projection because she was probably envious of white people, and so that's probably why she ended this little girl. I'll bet you anything she'll still keep trying to find a way to avoid accountability, and blame this on white people somehow. Number 13, now it looks like they're trying to claim that masculinity is gay, saying that fighting is a homosexual trait because you're aggressively touching another man. Maybe the leftoid who said this wants another man to lay his hands on him, and he's envious of men that touch other men with such force. Next thing you know, they'll say that replying to this is gay because touching another man's tweets or something is bad. By this logic, fighting a woman and striking her wouldn't actually be gay. Up next, this trans journalist has a very simple message. Stop killing us. Is she talking about the toxic food at McDonald's or something? Because no one forces Big Macs into a fatty's mouth. Then again, maybe they're putting the trans women into burgers themselves. I'm just confused as to why McDonald's would actually post this, because it doesn't really help to activate my appetite. Here's a fun fact. White males are more likely to be ended by a trans person. Number 15, speaking of trans people, a UK museum says that a Roman emperor was a trans woman. When will this insanity ever stop? I don't know, but I see this as proof that going to college will turn you into a retard these days. The left is all about revising history to suit its propaganda. I'm sure this female Roman emperor was on puberty blockers and rode around on a rainbow-colored chariot too. Moving on, they say that black people didn't invent anything. But Lonnie Johnson here is a nuclear engineer and invented the Nerf gun and Super Soaker. But this is partially propaganda because the Nerf gun was invented by Rain Goyer, an engineer for the Nerf division at Parker Brothers. Lonnie did invent the Super Soaker, though, and holds the patent on it. All those years wasted in NASA when he could have been creating more supreme water weapons of war. Number 17, whenever you go on Twitter in the comments section under a popular post, you'll see lonely fans chicks desperately trying to get your attention, so you go on their page and subscribe to it. Most guys don't even look at the spam anymore, and it's just getting annoying. Imagine the backlash if men started posting pictures of their bodies under posts that women found interesting. There would be anger, and something would actually have to be done about it. This guy still got a glance through the reflection, though. Up next, Javier the Absolute Legend is at it again. A woman asks Twitter to roast her and tell her something that she's never heard before. He says, "You're pretty." She says, "That's it. That's the roast." He says, "Well, you asked me to tell you something that you've never heard before." This guy is a genius, insulting her with a compliment, and then insulting her again when she asks him to elaborate. Javier never misses. Number 19, it looks like Rahova, the maximum security prison in Romania, is getting ready for their newest celebrity inmates, the Tates. I guess it's true what they say, that when you're raised by a single mother, you're more likely to get thrown into prison, no matter how intelligent you are. I know this is fake, but the trial is real, and the eventual guilty verdict too. It'll take a long time for the manosphere to recover from the Tates. Moving on, Akon says that if every single African American moves to Senegal and invests in his smart city, they will be multimillionaires, and that the US will collapse overnight. What a great idea. I fully support this and can't wait to see how it goes. Maybe he needs to look up the last time blacks did something like this by creating Liberia. It wasn't exactly the paradise they were hoping for. I'm not racist, and I think that we need to do eugenics to make super smart blacks, because I don't like seeing images like these. You think this is bad? Imagine what it would look like if European and Asian civilization collapsed. Akon needs to start taking notes. Number 21, a man in Britain says that he was sitting peacefully when his partner attacked him by hitting him over the head with a plate. So he got up and pushed her out of the way so he could get outside. The police that were talking to him focus on the fact that he pushed her, and so he needs to be arrested. Someone says to record the attacks and show them to the police, but it doesn't matter. That would just be used as evidence against him. The best a man can do is avoid living with women entirely. Let them become lesbians and assault each other instead. Up next, Nikocado Avocado revealed his 250-pound weight loss on YouTube, and was losing weight while posting old videos saying he's always a couple steps ahead. I wouldn't be surprised if he's jacked now and has all the muscles that Dave Bautista just lost. Sure, he's healthy now. Before, he was fat and ugly, but now he's just ugly. My only question is how many avocados did he eat to get that big in the first place? Number 23, the power of father's influence is immeasurable. Yet at the same time, the state wants you to believe that the mother is more important in the life of a child. At the age of 12, if a boy doesn't have a father, then his telomeres will be 15% shorter on average, meaning that if you're raised by a single mother, your life will be shorter. Plus, the reason our prisons are filling up is because criminals come from mostly single-mother households. Moving on, women love to stir up drama. This one is upset because she saw a folder on her husband's computer called My Documents. She's pissed off because he didn't name it Our Documents, and because of that, she says that she hates him. That and she's probably gotten smashed by another guy and needs an excuse to end her marriage with her husband. Maybe it's situations like this that made Microsoft change that folder's name to just Documents. Number 25 and the last one, what changed in Sweden between 2014 and 2024? Gee, it's a real Scooby-Doo mystery. Is it a significant lack of Vikings? Or maybe it's all the foreigners the feminist government let in that are now raping 1 in 4 Swedish women? Only now that it's too late is the government trying to reduce immigration. Remember that when women have to dye their hair and cover their heads to prevent being raped, you've lost as a society. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.